Hello again and welcome to the Northern Affinity podcast with me, Michael Edwards. So I founded the Northern Affinity to give a platform to businesses, to people who were growing businesses and wanted to show their knowledge, skills and experience. And in this podcast, I was speaking to these people that I work with on a daily basis, all about their skills, all about their knowledge, all about their experiences, as well as their business journey so far. The aim of the podcast is to pass on this knowledge to you, the listener. So we recorded this podcast during the summer of 2020, and we live stream these videos via our social media channels. So I'm now bringing them to you in podcast form. So in the recording, you may hear me refer to the live stream or maybe some of the questions that were received on the social media channels. If, as a listener, you do have any questions yourself, please feel free to email me. My email detail is in the show notes, but it's also for you now. It is michael@thenorthernaffinity.co.uk. I would really love to hear from you. So in this latest episode of the podcast, I'm going to chat to Sarah Small from A Digital Me. So Sarah works with entrepreneurs as an online business manager to support their growth. Growing a small business is one of the most difficult things that you can do, and Sarah is there to support that journey and to help you take your business from being just you to a repeatable, scalable operation. I have no doubt that you will enjoy this conversation, and I'm sure that there will be a number of nuggets in there for you. So hi there, everyone. It's Michael Edwards, Northern Affinity. Again, I think at the moment for a lot of business people, no matter what the size of your business, from kind of very small owner-managed organizations to even bigger businesses, systems, processes are really, really important. And I know one of the big issues I come across a lot with people is businesses that have grown and maybe their current processes aren't fit for purpose now the business has grown. So delighted to say we're here with Sarah from Digital Me, and she'll be able to help us with all this. This is Sarah's area of expertise. So before we go on and ask a few questions, Sarah, do you mind kind of introducing yourself, explaining who you are, what you do, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So hello, I'm Sarah Small, for those of you who don't know me, and I run A Digital Me, which is a virtual business support service for small businesses. Now, I started out life as a VA, having actually been in project management and business support management for many, many years in corporate life. And I started out as a VA thinking that that was the route that I wanted to go down, and very quickly built a VA team. A VA is a virtual assistant and very, very much needed by small businesses. Now, when I started my business 4 years ago, VAs were only really starting to become popular. It was the very start of the journey. So I built my team very quickly, and we were working with some great clients. And then I decided that actually I was going to go back to my roots of sort of more project and strategical management. And so that's really the role that I play within the business now, business support, online business manager. And I help my clients to create something really rock solid so that they can grow in terms of the back part of their business.
Brilliant. Thank you, Sarah. So obviously we're in very uncertain times at the moment, and a lot of things are going on, especially for a lot of small businesses. Even though it's a challenging time, I think it is a time where a lot of people are looking at their business and how it's run, and whether it's the strategy point of view, but also potentially from a process point of view. Definitely. Is that something you're seeing, maybe, that businesses are kind of evaluating what they do and how they do it and how they can be more efficient going forward?
Very much so. A lot of businesses, they tootle along on a merry little way, and they grow slowly or they grow fast, and you know that they do things the way that they've done them right from the start. And let's face it, when anyone starts in business, we don't always know what we're doing all the time, and so we figure out a way of doing it that might suit our purposes at that time. And we often then don't change those processes as time goes on because we just get used to doing them in a certain way. So what happens is they start to grow, and then all of a sudden they get to a point where they've reached that ceiling, and you know it's impossible for them to be able to go any further because they don't have any time. And the reason they don't have any time a lot of the time is because they haven't built some real good structure behind the scenes. And then that also can stop them from being able to bring new people into the business. So absolutely, yeah, processes, a lot of people looking processes at the moment, and it's very, very valid point, and it's a really important part of your business strategy to have that in place.
Yeah, and I think one of the issues a lot of people have, and I know I can speak from experience here, is it's kind of where to start with it all.
I liken it to building a house. Imagine if you're building a house from scratch. If you don't get your foundations in place and start that very first layer correctly, then basically your house is going to wobble. It's going to move around. It's going to wobble, and it's not going to necessarily be strong. Whereas if those foundations are in place, actually, you've got the chance to build up and up and up and out and out and out and make it absolutely as you want it to be with the right people on board.
No, that makes sense. So, I mean, there's a million and one different tools out there to tell businesses, and there's some fantastic ones as well. But I think one of the things I've experienced is kind of how they work together is important as well. Because standalone, they're okay. So if you've got any kind of particular systems or way of working that you could kind of advise people or good places to start?
I think initially you have to be aware of the type of person that you are. So I think that there are some amazing systems out there. But if you are more of a visual person rather than a list person, you know, that's something that you need to be aware of, because actually a list might not work for you. Or, you know, a diagram might not work for you. But on the other hand, you know, you might like charts and, sorry, not a diagram, but you might like charts and columns and that type of thing to move everything around. So I often start with suggesting Trello for people. It's a basic tool. There are some nitty bits and pieces that you can include within there, but Trello is a good starting point if you are really starting from scratch. And it's really important to then break everything down. So the process that I work with my clients on is sort of saying, right, well, where are we now? Let's have a look at what the challenging parts and challenging areas are, break it down, and then let's put it into certain areas and build it back up again slowly, but build it up correctly. And that's really the process that we go through. So Trello is a really good one. Another system that I use every single day to run my entire life and business through is Asana. Now, I think you are familiar with Asana.
Certainly am, yeah.
What I like about Asana is that it's a fantastic task management system. It's got some amazing functionality in terms of repeating tasks. So from my perspective, the way that I set that up is that, you know, the thought comes into my head, I must do that. And I think, yeah, that needs to be done on a regular basis. So it gets set up with a recurring template to happen on a monthly, weekly, whatever, you know, whatever the time scale is. So those are two really great starting points for small businesses. If you're used to working on paper or you're used to working with everything in your head, start having a think about, you know, how can you transfer those onto a, you know, a real life platform that can make your life a little bit easier and stop you replicating things.
Yep. That makes sense. I mean, well, you kind of touched on it there slightly at the start, Sarah. This was an example of me. So my business, if I came to you and said, right, Sarah, my business is growing a little bit, started to get more customers, but it's kind of feeling a little bit unmanageable because I'm doing all these, I'm focusing on all these tasks and doing things and repetitive. Where would you start with me? And kind of what would be the process? You know, what would we talk about so we can get from A to B? And I know it wouldn't be quite as simple as that. There'd be lots of things in the middle.
Absolutely.
What kind of rough process?
So we'd talk about the areas that you are. We tend to go through the whole business sort of from an overview level and drill down into the different areas that are causing challenges. So for example, it may well be that you find that onboarding new clients might be a real challenging point, and it may be because you are overcomplicating it, maybe. It may be that you're not using some nice automated systems for signatures. It may be that, you know, you're not syncing up your different systems so that, you know, when you get a signature capture, you are you know, you're automatically linking it to a CRM system, you know, all those types of things. I don't want to complicate it too much for people that we're talking about, but basically what we want to do is to have a real good look at the top and then break it down into different sections and understand where those challenges lie. And then once we've done that, we can start to have a look at how to improve them and how to make those better.
Perfect. That makes sense. So I guess on that point of view, kind of taking that to the next step, what would be the typical pain points or issues people are having when they come to you and say, Sarah, help me, please. I'm struggling. What's the kind of, I know every customer is different, obviously, but
they
what's
are,
kind of typical?
But it's always about time and feeling overwhelmed and stressed. Always. Same point every single time. Not enough hours in the day, too much to do, things taking too long, and consequently that boils up into something that is just unmanageable and unbearable to be working around. So even if it's from a business admin perspective, it's somebody that is overwhelmed and doesn't have enough time. That those are the people I speak to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think probably a lot of business owners can understand that. I guess on the flip side then, what do you find for people who don't have efficient systems and processes in place? What kind of issues do they encounter? How does that affect firstly them and their businesses?
It can impact on their service levels to their clients. It can impact on how quickly they get paid. It can impact on how quickly they can take on new clients. It can impact on how many clients they can take on. So therefore, directly, you know, having an effect on the finances of the business. It can also make a difference for how quickly they can grow their teams, because from a training perspective, if you've got everything in a nice, neat little handbook, even though it's not a handbook, you know, if it's somewhere that, you know, it's a how-to guide or something online, then basically, you know, that will help you to grow just like that, rather than having to spend hours and hours training somebody with all the information that's in your head.
So when you're working with our clients and customers, how often are you kind of talking to them on a daily basis? And I appreciate that kind of you have that original conversation to get things in place, but then kind of on an ongoing basis, what kind of conversations do you have, and what type of work are you doing with people to help them get the processes right?
So it really does depend on the type of project that we're working on. When we're talking about online business management, we're talking about making some big strategic changes to the business. Usually we're talking on a weekly basis, and we're having a face-to-face video call. We're working through the challenges, and then I'm often going away, and with my team, we're helping to sort of create that structure that we talked about before. With the business admin clients, that will depend on the type of work that we're undertaking for them. So it might be PA support, for example. And obviously that requires much more regular touch points. It may be that we're dipping in and out of inboxes. It may be that we're booking travel, although obviously not at the moment. It may be social media management, you know, to a lesser degree than a social media manager, where somebody wants to have some regular updates. It may be automating a marketing campaign where you want to, I'll give you a really great example of this. I've got a client who's a jeweler who meets people at wedding fairs, and they want to keep in touch with them, obviously, because they want to try and encourage them to book an appointment to get their wedding and engagement rings done by them. So what they do is they have an iPad, which we've thought about this entire customer journey from beginning to end. They have an iPad, they take it with them, they ask them if they're happy to be kept in touch with them, they fill out the details on the iPad form. That then uploads into a marketing automation system, which then runs those clients through a series of emails. Throughout those emails, we're showing them the type of jewellery that's being made, showing them what the showroom's like, explaining what the experience is like, and inviting them to book an appointment at the studio directly, where my client can then talk to them about their budget and what they would like. And the increase that they've had in terms of number of bookings since we implemented this nice customer journey has probably been about 35% increase. So wow. You can imagine that it makes a huge difference to the level of business that they can actually fulfill.
Oh, absolutely. I guess that's a probably a fair point as well. On the people that you work with and are working with, obviously right now we're in the middle of the pandemic, and there's issues going on. And again, obviously, as we know, all businesses are impacted differently. Kind of what's the general feeling you're getting from business people about how things are going for them, how the impacts and all that kind of thing? So obviously I assume that, you know, you are speaking to quite a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely. There is worry out there. Some people have scaled back because they might not be able to have the same level of income that they've had previously, because they've had a knock-on effect with their customers or their suppliers. However, what it is allowing them to sort of look at different areas of their business. So they may have scaled back, they may have put staff on furlough, they may have cut back on outsourced contractors. But yeah, this would be a great time, if they've done that, to actually look at those things really deeply and go, okay, well, how do I want to work in the future? You know, is it going to be that I'm going to meet everybody face to face from that, you know, when lockdown's lifted, or do I want to actually implement my first point of contact being a video call, which can save me, you know, 2 hours a pop? And you know, that in itself may be a good starting point. You know, it's all those types of things. So yeah, now is a really great time for those business owners to be thinking about that.
Yeah, and do you think people are thinking about?
I do, yes. It's interesting because as I just said to you about that, you know, introductory video calls, that's something that I've been doing for a long time, because I manage my time very carefully. I'm very productive in the time that I've got. And so when I'm introduced to somebody, my initial request is to have a video call with them. Even if they're local, you know, I'll get onto that next stage afterwards. And the pushback that I've had over the past 3 years has been interesting, because a lot of people, oh, I'd like to meet face to face, can't we meet for a coffee? Well, yes, we can, but that's not going to be for another couple of weeks, because actually I need the time to be able to commit to, you know, to the work that I'm doing. Now people don't have a choice in the matter, and so video call is becoming a lot more normal. Even in the 4 weeks that we've been doing this, it's very, very normal for them now. And so I think that that will change as time goes on, and I think that it will have an impact on the way that people work, and they're also seeing the benefit of the time saving with it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's the question I was going to ask next. I had a conversation with someone before this particular video, and we were talking about how smaller businesses, how, quite frankly, it's a bit easier to pivot and change what you do because it is a smaller business.
Cool.
And there will be a new normal. I'm sure things will start to ease over the coming weeks and months, but probably normality, well, as we knew it, probably won't return either in the short term or maybe, who knows, forever. So how do you kind of see, I don't know, maybe the next 6-12 months in terms of how you work with business? How do you think that's going to change compared to what we had before?
I think it's difficult to tell. I know that's a very woolly answer, but I think that people are becoming more aligned with being online more, and not necessarily having to do everything on a, you know, on a face-to-face and over a meeting desk or a table. So I think that people are becoming more aware of tools that are out there, such as Microsoft Teams, you know, for a small business, or, you know, Zoom for video calls, whatever it may be. So they're becoming more and more used to that. And I think that that will sink in. I don't think there's any way of it not sinking in, because a lot of people have had good experiences, even though it might have been a little bit shaky ground to start with when they've not been used to using it. I think they're now starting to see the benefits.
Absolutely. Now, one final question for me. I guess that typically the people you work with are people whose businesses have kind of grown a little bit. And as the example I used earlier, of things have started to get overwhelming, I guess.
Yes.
Taking it right back to the start, I guess if you're in the very early stages of business or even a brand new business, what would you advise them to do to make sure that there's probably always going to be a little bit of pain points at some point, but how to make processes as you grow just easier?
Yes, and that's exactly it. To take the words out of your mouth, to create those processes as you are as you're doing them right from scratch. So, you know, if you are thinking about how you take on a new client, for example, are you going to follow the same process each time? You know, have you got a template that you can work from? You know, once you've done it once or twice, the next time you do it, write it all down, write your checklist down, and say, when I take on a new client, this is what I'm going to do. Things like that. You know, it might only be one tiny part of your business, but once you're creating templates, all that needs to happen in the future is you tweak the template. You don't have to start from scratch again and look at every single element. So I would highly recommend writing out those processes as you start.
Yeah, I guess it's probably a real obvious example to me would be something like when you first start out as a business, you might not want to invest in a all singing, all dancing CRM system. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a spreadsheet which has got the right information, then as you grow, you can take that information from the spreadsheet, and then all of a sudden the big CRM becomes more efficient.
It does.
It's easier than if it's just for the first 6 months, it's all on a scrap of paper and post-it notes and things on your phone.
I do get kickback from people about saying, you know, I like to use paper. I like to be able to write it down. I do understand that, and paper does have a place. However, paper is not your friend. It really isn't, because, you know, if you've got a booklet, and let's say you leave that in your office, wherever that might be, whether it's, you know, whether it's an actual office or whether it's at home, and you happen to meet somebody on the fly as you're out and about, and, you know, you haven't got the information there because it's in your book that's at home, you know, how are you going to conduct your business like that? Whereas if you're using technology to your advantage, and you've got apps and websites that you can access, you know, it's something that I can't stress enough how it will change your life. I really can't. You know, I can sit in the car ready to pick my kids up from school, and I get a client call, and within 2 minutes, it's already in my system, ready for me to work on when I'm next ready to touch it. Yeah. And that, you know, that's just all through the app on my phone.
Yeah, so Asana for me, you mentioned earlier, I do use it. I went from having kind of essentially my to-do list on a mixture of piece of paper, reminders on my phone, and various other things, and which was, it kind of worked sometimes, but as you quite rightly said, it didn't work all the time. Setting up Asana for me has made a huge difference. Now, we haven't mentioned Asana and Trello. Before we finish, is there any other particular tools that you can think of that people might be, without going into too much detail about them, just have a look at and explore, and it might be useful for them?
So another one might be useful if you are, well, actually, it's useful for anybody, but if you sell your service based on time, or if you want to know how much time you're spending on certain things, and there's a really great system called Toggle, that's TOGGL, which is a time tracking software, and that's free to use for up to 5 people within your team. That's really helpful. So if you're billing based on the time that you've spent, and you don't have a good system to use, then I highly recommend looking at that. I'd also can't stress enough how important it is to have a really decent financial accounting system. I've just switched over to Xero. I've been umming and ahhing about it for a while, but I was using QuickBooks previously, and I wish that I'd done what I'd been doing. I wish I'd started off like that when I very first started out. It would have saved me a whole heap of time. So, and all these things can be joined together. So there are certain systems out there. There's something called Zapier out there, which can actually link pretty much any website and any action with another. It's a bit complicated, but once you're using these systems, there's lots of different ways of being able to link them together.
Brilliant. Thank you, Sarah. That's really, really useful. And I know Zapier is one thing that's on my to-do list, actually, to have a look at amongst various other things. So finally, if anyone wants to get a hold of you, Sarah, have a chat, find out more about what you do, what's the best ways to do that?
Well, you'll find me very active on LinkedIn and Facebook, post on both of them most days. So if you search for A Digital Me, likewise, adigitalme.co.uk is my website, and you'll find all my contact details on there. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, tired, not enough time, I would love to have a chat with you to see what we could do to make things a bit easier.
I think we're all feeling like that at the moment, so
yeah.
Probably all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time. And obviously, if anyone wants to contact Sarah and can't find those details, do contact us at Northern Affinity as well, and we'll put you in touch. So thank you for your time, Sarah, and have a good day.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you so much.
So that's it from my chat with Sarah. I'm sure you'll agree, Sarah is really, really knowledgeable and really passionate about what she does. So thank you very much for listening to the Northern Affinity podcast. I really appreciate the time that you've given us. If you'd like to get in touch with me at all, please do email me at michael@northernaffinity.co.uk, or you can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and for myself, predominantly on LinkedIn. So just search for either me, Michael Edwards, and the Northern Affinity, or the Northern Affinity itself. You can also go to our YouTube page, where we've got many more interviews with a number of our partners. If you could share this episode and rate and review it, we would really appreciate that. And please do subscribe for future podcasts. Next week, we will be speaking to Caroline Joynson from Cheerleader PR, and we'll be talking all about PR for business. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast.